Alright, hello. Welcome to Star Knight Shines 3. It is 12:54 on Sunday, August the 18th. And today we'll be talking about an El Paso shooting and something that was a little bit disturbing on SpongeBob, the childhood show. So I thought it'd be cool to actually kind of share something that was a little bit disturbing. So, I made another one just like this one, but it didn't turn out so well. It was only a song, so I'm kind of a little bit busted. But I am joined by,
Airman.
Airman. That's his username, so if you guys want to check him out. So, we're going to quickly talk about the El Paso shootings. I know this was a while back ago, but like I said, I was just doing one and didn't turn out well. It was just a song. Well, all right. What do you think about the El Paso shooting?
Oh, terrible. Very terrible, because I heard that the guy wasn't, like, mental. He had some issues or some kind of problems, and, you know, which made him want to shoot. And I think he was racist, too, because he was shooting, like, the Mexicans and stuff, you know, and it was just terrible. It's terrible. I can't believe that somebody would actually go out with a gun and shoot people and bring fear to this world, because, you know, because of that, I've heard some other shootings around going on and killing. That's not cool.
Yeah. I agree. But yeah, it's pretty terrible just for somebody to go up there and start shooting. But there was also this guy who was at the memorial who were making, like, these gun sounds, I believe, for everyone to flee, you know, to go away. But yeah.
But, you know, actually about what she just said, actually, it was in New York, it was somebody's... It was somebody's motorcycle. The engine was acting up, and it sounded like shootings. So everybody just got her, started running around all over the place, and that's what caused them. Yeah, that's what caused that to happen. It was a motor of a motorcycle.
Well, I don't think that was in New York.
Well, yes, it was. It was in New York, because I saw it on the news.
Alrighty then. So it was in New York. So back to the shooting. Yeah, that's not really cool. Just somebody bringing up a gun and just starting to shoot. I would say something else, but I'm kind of afraid to say it. Not really gonna try to explain. So what do you think? So, do you think there would be any more shootings in this year?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure too, because I know I just know that's just gonna happen. All right, now to the SpongeBob subject. So tell me, what did you think about SpongeBob?
SpongeBob is... it's good. It's all right. It's funny. It's laughable. I don't know. I heard some stuff about the character SpongeBob, but I don't want to say it. But yeah, it's funny. It's good. It's all right.
Yeah, right. How about I said that there was this episode that when Squidward would not wake up, and they thought, you know, he wouldn't wake up anytime sooner. So they're like, hey, let me, you know, just don't know, I wasn't there for the whole time, but I just remember going up there, and they're like, oh, Squidward, wake up, wake up. You know, they tried everything just to try to wake him up. Didn't happen. So all of a sudden, they decided to open Squidward's mouth so wide that Patrick was able to get in to his body and have SpongeBob go on top of Patrick. So they were basically wearing his skin like a suit. Like, you know, it was pretty weird, and they were walking around wearing that in public. What do you think about that?
Scary.
Yeah, pretty scary. Pretty something that should not really be broadcasted for kids. I think kids would be a little bit terrified. I don't think they'll be laughing at that. I think they'll be like, what? Because I think most children's show creators, I think they're like, oh, we're not going to worry about putting this in there, or we're going to put this in there, you know, kids won't notice what it is, or, you know, they think that kids wouldn't notice it, and they'll be too young to understand about it, and they'll just laugh it off. That's not true. Some kids could actually, like, ask an older sibling or the mom and ask, what's going on here? You know, and, you know, be like, oh, you know, that's scary. We're just going to walk out. So, I don't know. I just feel like kids would understand it, or they wouldn't like it in a way. So, yeah, I think that's a little bit too much, though. I think that's a little bit too demented. So, you guys tell me, what do you guys think about that childhood show, SpongeBob? Did you watch it when you were little, or did you not? Let me know. And well, I think that's all that we wanted to talk about. We're in okay. It is now 1:01 p.m. It is Sunday, August 18th, and would you like to say anything else, sir?
Watch out. Be vigilant, look out, look around at your surroundings, be aware of your surroundings, be safe.
All right, and that goes for everyone, and I want to say, be careful, and and school year is about to start too, so just be careful if anyone's picking on you. You can shove them down to the floor or something and tell the teacher. So, it is 1:02 p.m., Sunday, August 18th, and I'm Star Night Shines 3 is signing off.
It is Airman signing off.